The Irish Times reports this morning that there is growing disquiet within government and medical circles over the rapid increase in cases of the highly transmissible Delta variant of COVID-19. The report suggests that officials are especially concerned about the importation of cases into the Republic via the Northwest, with one official commenting, "We are worried about Donegal and Derry." The Irish Daily Mail reports that a suspected outbreak of the Delta variant has hit Athlone, with a HSE spokeswoman telling the paper that the cases came from a large social gathering by the River Shannon last Friday. According to the Irish Independent, the government plans to press ahead with the reopening of indoor dining next month, despite the sudden rise in the Delta variant. Government sources told the paper there would be no knee-jerk reaction. It's also reporting that the state will provide PCR tests for holidaymakers going abroad from July 19th. The Herald details how a group of revellers attending a house party during lockdown panicked and fled when Gardaí arrived to break up the party. The three men were later arrested for trespassing in a nearby garden. The matter was dealt with at Blanchardstown District Court yesterday. A key medical expert in Northern Ireland's response to the pandemic doesn't believe there should be any more lockdowns. Interviewed in the Irish News, Dr. Conal McCaughey said vaccines represent the end game for COVID, which he believes will become a seasonal virus. 53 arrests during motoring mayhem. That's the Irish News headline over a report on how large numbers of motorsport fans descended on Letterkenny at the weekend, even though the Donegal rally had been cancelled. Local councillor Jerry McMonagall said it was clear people had come to the town to be drunk and disruptive. A music video featuring the Lambeg drum, electric guitar and Irish dancing in a cultural and a musical fusion has gone viral. The composer Willie Drennan told the Belfast Telegraph that the popularity of the track proved cultures could come together as long as the collaboration was done naturally and without any political aim. Back in the Irish Times, there's a report from political correspondent Jennifer Bray that the Cabinet is set to agree to ban fur farming from next year, with a compensation package for farmers expected to be put in place. While publican Charlie Chalk gives his reaction in the business section to the refusal of An Bord Pleanála to grant planning permission for an 8-storey apartment complex on his site at Goatstown in Dublin, Mr Chalk said it has to be built on as it can stay like it is with donkeys and goats on it. The Imperial Hotel in Cork is to mark the 60th anniversary this week of the visit of Prince Rainier and Princess Grace of Monaco, with a special exhibition of photographs and articles recalling the excitement and glamour of the royal couple's visit to Cork City. Owen English in the Irish Examiner outlines how the hotel has put together a two-night Princess Grace-themed pampering package. Also in the Examiner, a quote from Chief Superintendent Barry McPolan that children as young as 12 are coming into Cork City Centre, getting drunk and staying out until 1 a.m. While Fergus Finlay pens a warm tribute to his late father Hugh. "Although he's dead nearly 40 years now," he writes, "I think of him most days. It's only as you grow older that you develop a real relationship with your dad. Men of his generation certainly weren't touchy-feely. They were just there for you if you needed them." And the Irish Daily Star provides us with a rundown of Ireland's 12 rudest place names, the article suggesting that the country is awash with filthy town names.